Agent Sebastian Cadwalder surveyed his new colleague with a mixture of curiosity and confusion. He had never worked with a touched person before. He had interacted with some, but only briefly. Not enough for him to form much of an opinion. Deirdre Morgan was not what he had been expecting. She looked normal. He meant nothing unflattering by that. It was just that he had been expecting something in her to point out that she was not like the rest. There was the R badge the agency required her to wear at work, but that was all. Sebastian did not know whether to feel relieved or disappointed. He showed none of his doubts, trying to appear friendly and pleased. He had no choice, really. He could spot Commissioner Mora's frown from behind Deirdre. There were rumors Letitia Mora had taken Deirdre under her wing. It certainly explained the transfer to Sebastian's team. This was an attempt to secure Deirdre a permanent position within the agency. Sebastian owed Mora. And now, apparently, she was finally cashing in. "Lovely to meet you, Agent Morgan," was all he said. "Welcome to the team." The handshake was brief and unremarkable. Deirdre's eyes were uncertain, probably wondering whether Sebastian was not putting on a show. He did not know how to feel about that, so he decided to ignore it for now. He led Deirdre to where the two others were standing. "Allow me to introduce you to Dr. Abraxas Light and Gwendolyn Sparks." Abraxas and Deirdre shook hands while Abraxas was grinning wildly. Not that it said much. Abraxas usually had that maniacal grin plastered on his face. That and his long, unkempt hair made him look like the evil wizard in some fantasy novel. Gwendolyn merely waved, showing no desire to shake hands. She did not bother to hide her distrust, either. Deirdre wasn't at all fazed. Indeed, she seemed to take the open hostility better than the previous welcomes. Sebastian felt a pang of anger. He could not help wondering what Deirdre's other teams had been like. Commissioner Mora indicated they should all sit down around the conference room table. Sebastian pulled up a chair for Deirdre next to him. After a brief hesitation, Deirdre sat down. Gwendolyn and Abraxas settled on the opposite side of the table. Mora remained standing. "So," Gwendolyn began, fixing Deirdre with a hard stare. "What was it with you?" Deirdre tilted her head, a small frown on her face. "I'm sorry? What was what with me?" Gwendolyn pointed to her. "The accident. The trauma that made you a reconstructor. That is how you lot appear, right? After all, no one is born touched."